Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. John Bednarski, owner of Sherwood Acres in Oldham County, a specialty beef production and retailing operation, has won the nationally prestigious Leopold Conservation Award. It's presented for landowner achievement and voluntary stewardship and management of natural resources. Bednarski is quite proud of the honor, but admits he got into farming by accident.
Quite honestly, my daughter got involved in horseback riding lessons, and we thought, well, let's bring the horse home and let's have it on our farm instead of somebody else's, and that's kind of how I got involved in farming.
That 35 acres was located at the headwaters of Herod's Creek, obviously an environmentally sensitive tract. Building his beef operation, he worked with NRCS, the local conservation district, and Extension, developing a conservation plan, he says, made up of a lot of little things.
Like fencing off the forested land from your animals, because obviously they're going to kill or destroy the trees. Keeping them out of ponds, keeping them out of, in our case, Herod's Creek. Protecting the bank so that there's little or no erosion. It's where we feed our cattle. They're not in knee-deep mud in the wintertime because they're on gravel and geotech fabric. They call a feeding pad. And these are all conservation practices that are typically part of cost share programs that are available to really anyone in agriculture.
We'll be right back.
The North American Championship Rodeo comes to Louisville's Freedom Hall November 14th through the 16th, 7:30 nightly. Come on out for all the pulse-pounding action of bull riding, bronc riding, steer wrestling, and more. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster. The rodeo's just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Go to livestockexpo.org for more information.
Advancing the use of ethical and scientifically based land management practices is at the heart of the Leopold Conservation Award, a story in itself worth a visit online. John Bednarski will receive the award, including its $10,000 prize, next Thursday during the Ag Summit in Louisville. Kentucky now joins 8 other states presenting this award annually here through the Kentucky Ag Council. Bednarski says this is big for him and for agriculture. He says, really, for all of us.
It brings to the forefront and helps educate consumers and people in general who are obviously buying food, what farmers really do and how hard they work, because it's the only soil that we have. It's the only water that we have. Why would we want to abuse it? And these conservation practices are extremely important to people in agriculture.
He credits NRCS, Soil Conservation Districts, and Extension for all of their help. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.